This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over to Lake Houston now. Let's check in with our good friend John Littleton, see what he's up to. Good morning, John. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, good morning, sir. Oh, you know, going pretty good like everybody else, fighting this tree pollen stuff, you know,
It
is.
It is in the air.
It is definitely in the air. That and fighting the wind. Man, it's been blowing up here. I know it has everywhere, but man, it is making it a little bit tough to get out there on the pond, you know. But Lake Houston being a shallow water lake, you know, it this wind like it is, man, it'll sure churn it up and get a little muddy.
I bet it's got that coffee creamer look to it.
Yeah, it's about a half a cup of coffee and a half a cup of milk. So, yeah.
Plus, you know, you got that dredge out there, too.
Oh, yeah, it's just, you know, they finally got done, I guess, with whatever they were doing and surveying whatever, and they, you know, put the plug back in and filled the lake back up. So, you know, at least we got some water to run around in.
Right.
But, you know, you can get back off of the main lake in some of these little pockets and stuff and find a little bit clearer water. I think, and some of them fish are starting to move back up into it, you know, now that the water level's back up. I think I hadn't checked. I was talking to a buddy last night. I hadn't checked for the next full moon, but I think we're going to have one more good push, you know, of some bass coming in to spawn. You know, we get one more, you know, the next full moon. But, you know, a lot of them fish have spawned out already. You know, we just missed them this year, you know, as far as catching them.
Yeah.
You know, we caught a few, but you know, it wasn't like, man, you go down the bank and flip cypress trees and, you know, and just catch them. But, you know, all the cypress trees were out of water, you know, whenever it was time to do that. But, you know, still last Sunday, there was a tournament out there, an individual tournament, took over 18 pounds to win. So, you know, I mean, that's not. You know, bad at all. You know, and we have one coming up this Sunday, you know, an individual. So, you know, we'll get out there and play around, I was thinking about going out today, but I don't know, man. I'm going to play this wind and see what this weather is going to do. It's not raining here, but, you know, it looks like it could at any minute, even with it being dark already, you know.
Yeah, it came a little light shower sometime during the night. When I got up to come in here, everything was a little bit wet. Wasn't much, but.
Yeah. I walked out on the patio with the dog this morning, and there was a little water out there on the patio. But wasn't bad, but, you know, we'll make it. We'll get it, and go catch a fish or two, and hopefully we start that shad spawn here pretty soon too, Mickey, and start catching these catfish up on the bulkheads out there.
Well, that ought to be starting up. That's any day now. Should be.
Yeah. You know, I've got several friends that fish out there, you know, every day almost, and you know, they catch catfish and all kinds of stuff. They noodle a lot and catch them. But they keep saying, man, it's got to be close. It's got to be. The one day, it's just, they're just going to flood in.
Right. You
know? So, but I need to stock my freezer back up. I think I've only got a couple bags of fish, you know, left. So
right.
I got to get stocked back up. I love doing that, too. I mean, I predominantly bass fish, but, man, I love to go along that bulkhead with a little slip cork and just take your cast net, catch you some shad, and cut them up. And, you know, you got to cut them to get those juices flowing, you know. And you cut them up in half and put them on a little hook and throw it over there against that bulkhead and just watch that cork go under. I mean, that's old school, but, you know, it man, that's fun.
Hey, old school works.
It does. It does. It still does. So
it's just we change with the times, you know, all different new methods and everything else, but you can always go back to the basics, and it always works.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a firm believer in that, you know.
Like you gotta be on them to catch
them. Yeah, like I've always said, a lot of these new baits and all this stuff catch more fishermen than fish, you know. So they will catch your pocketbook in a heartbeat. But, you know, and every once in a while, you know, I mean, I got to admit, I mean, I've bought some stuff, and heck, I catch fish on that too. So, you know, a lot of that stuff works. But we're going to go out there and give it a whirl and try to catch a few fish and, you know, maybe hopefully get a check and fish the next week. So, you know, that's life of a weekend bass warrior, you know.
That's it.
Go out there and do that. Yep. 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 Mickey, I wanted to put out there, we got the Kidfish tournament coming up the 12th. Out at Lake
Houston. Already coming up.
Yeah, it is. It's right here. We always do it in April, and you know, we're looking for, you know, a lot of kiddos to come out and go fishing. And I don't know. I was talking with David this week, and you know, we kind of, you know, we probably had honestly 200-300 kids that have came out and fished that's actually caught their first fish ever, you know, out there.
Right.
And it's just a really good, really good event, really good time. You know, Lake Houston Sports and Recreation puts that on, and, you know, they do a good job with it. We got rod and reels, you know, for the kids to fish with. Of course, you bring your own if you got one, you know, and you want to fish with it. And, you know, but we'll have a bunch of rod and reels there. We'll have people there to help, you know, bait your hook if you don't want to bait it. But we try to educate them and teach them a little bit too, you know. You know, we'll have bait there for them to use. And we do it at the old, used to be Cedar Landing, but now it's Lake Houston Brewery. So we do it right there in a lot of bulkhead, a lot of places to get out there and walk around, you know, on those bulkheads and boat flips and, you know, catch those fish. And, you know, we always have a good time out there doing that.
How many kids usually show up for those deals?
Mickey, I think we use, on an average, we usually have at least 60, 75 kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of kids show up.
That's good.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, it is. It really is, you know. And, you know, the parents can help the fish, you know, kiddos fish, you know. So, but we try to get them to get the experience of reeling one in, but most of it's not a lot of reeling, you know. You're just putting a cork on a hook and same thing and just fishing around them bulkheads that a lot of times you just drop your line in and cork go under, you just pick it up and, you know, put it up on the bulkhead and catch them. But you know, a lot of kids have, there's nothing better than watching them kids catch a fish like that. So
no,
they love
man.
It. Yeah, hopefully you get one or two addicted to it, you know, and they'll keep on doing it and, you know, get up into high school and, you know, start doing some of that, you know, bass fishing. And heck, you don't know, you could have some future major league fishing pros out there, you know. But it'll definitely work if we can get people to come out and go out there and fish and hang around. And what's good about that, we have a lot of people donate money and stuff, and we buy a lot of gifts and put them out there on folding tables, and every fish you bring up, you get to go to that table and get you a gift. So, you know, it works out pretty good by doing that.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it really, yeah, it is. It really is. But, you know, getting back to the lake, Mickey, it's, you know, the water temps, heck, it's in mid-70s. You know, I don't know what y'all running down there, but it's pretty warm.
Pretty much the same, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
72 to 76, but, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
Shallower you get, the warmer the water is.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when the water level was down, we had a lot of good green vegetation start growing, and now that water's back up, you know, that's actually gonna help, you know, getting those fish up there, you know, close. And got a lot of pads starting to show up, you know, that, you know, is always good. I mean, it's just, not that Lake Houston needs a lot more cover for the fish. They got a lot already. But, you know, it's just, man, it's nothing better than throwing a frog out there over them lily pads early in the morning and watch one blow up on it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that is awesome.
Yeah, that's fine.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep, it is. It really is. But we'll get out there. Hopefully we can get out there and get us one or two this weekend and maybe catch a giant. Won't catch no giant like they're catching. I heard Tommy talking about Conroe, man. They are just whacking big.
Yeah, they're doing
there.
Pretty good over there, man. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Solid fish there, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. They're catching a lot of good ones. A lot of good ones this time of year right there.
Yeah, when you got to catch a 4-pound average just to get the last place check, that's strong.
Yeah, real strong. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've heard of some catches the last couple weeks that is like, and I know the people that are catching them, so I know they're not lying, but, you know, they're catching some good fish. You know, so it's all good, you know. They're, you know, that just helps the area, you know, get people coming down here and go catch them.
Sure does. But, all right, John. Well, it's always good talking to you. Somebody wants to give you a call.
Sure.
Give them a number, my friend.
Sure. They can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
Yeah, get those kids out of the house and get them down to Lake Houston. Let them fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll hunt.
They'll do it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
John, have a good weekend, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, Mickey. We'll see you
later, my friend. All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Texas City and check in with our good friend at the Texas City Dyke and Boyd's One Stop, Mr. Dave Fremont. Morning, Dave. What's up down there, man? Little wind?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Good morning, my friend.
Yeah. You got it, man. Everybody's talking about the wind, and we got more than y'all got. We got more wind than anybody.
You want to bet on it?
I think we got South Texas beat. I think, Brian, it's calm down there compared to this Texas City day. I swear. I think
waves crashing over the road this morning.
I see these granite rocks moving, buddy. It's real. So dike's liable to unhitch and move on out to the Gulf. It's getting it, man.
How long is the dike from the base out to the end?
It's right at 5 miles.
Yeah. Just a 5-mile little piece of land sticking out into the middle of the bay, and it catches wind from all directions.
Yeah. If you want to see how it's like out here in the south end of Galveston Bay before it hits the jetties and moves on out, you can see it right here and you can feel it.
Yeah.
But I like it, Mickey. I like it. I like the weather change. I mean, if I was out trying to make a living getting people out on the water to fish, it's lean right now. It's really lean. And we haven't had any shrimp boats going out. What has been going out, we've been getting some in Galveston. It's slim pickings.
Yeah.
I see, we don't have any live bait at all right now. We've got some good looking live blue crabs that I'm surprised the wind ain't blowed the crab traps out of the water, but they've been catching some crabs and we've got some live blue crabs in stock. But I will say that, I hadn't talked to Shane across the street over at Lee's. But I see some flags flying over there, and it looks like his live bait flag is going. But I don't know what you'd do with it if you bought some right now. It's just hard to get anything in the water right now. The wind's blowing so hard. But
I know.
As you know, these things are going to change. That wind's going to turn around. If you don't like it out of the south, well, wait till Saturday evening or Saturday night.
Then you can have you some nice north wind. You bet.
Oh yeah. Whatever got blowed out that way will be coming back. So
true.
And then it'll settle down if we're lucky. I don't guess that there might be just a real short lull when that front starts coming, but from what I understand, I hadn't studied it much, but I think it's going to get kind of wet. Is that right? Before the front comes, we're going to get
some
rain.
Throwing out that 70% for tomorrow morning and afternoon.
Yeah. Well, that makes it kind of tough to try to catch the in between from the time the front starts working here. A lot of times the wind will die down sometimes to absolutely nothing, and there's a little window there where you might be able to get out there and catch some fish, as these little weak fronts do. But this one looks like it might have a little punch. Maybe not that much in the temperature range, but heck, I see 77 degrees here on the thermometer, and man, that's a solid late spring temperature for nighttime.
Yeah, it is. It won't be long. It'll be in the 80s in the mornings while you're getting ready to go fishing.
Yeah.
And that'll be the coolest time of day. Everybody will be trying to scramble in by noon before it hits 95 and 100.
Yeah. Anybody that's put out gardens, it's so windy. Man, it'll tear up these young plants. You just about have to have a little bit of protection for them. But if they make it through this, it won't be long, and the tomato plants will be blooming and making little tomatoes with these 78-degree nighttime temperatures. Anyway, it's going to be okay. It's been absolutely nothing on the front of fishing reports because we just haven't had any guys going out to speak of, and just very limited on rock walkers fishing. It's just blowing so hard right now. There's no way you're going to get anything out into the Tech City Channel hardly with as windy as it is.
It's right in your face, man.
But that's all right. It's going to be okay. We're going to kick back and enjoy the slow times, and then when things start hopping again, we'll like that too.
We will. Well, y'all's world is a sacks of crawfish. How's that going down there? I'm sure y'all are just covered up.
It's been good, Captain. It's been so much better than last year where, I was keeping our fingers crossed that everything kind of remains the same. The prices have come down so much, again, compared to last year. There's no comparison at all with what was going on the last season and now, and that's kind of what we were hoping for. Prices are a lot better. They're almost tolerable. You know, when you get down into that, you're selling some field run for a couple of dollars a pound, $2 a pound and less, then you're getting back into that ballpark figure where folks can plan and have some stuff, some outings. I'm getting quite a few folks messaging saying, hey, how are things looking for Easter? Well, it's just too early. And people want to know, hey, what's the price going to be, Easter week? Well, it's too early. I'm not going to sit there and lie to you. But things are looking good. I wouldn't see any reason why, if things carried on, that field run would be down into that couple of dollar range, and the preferred would be about 50, 75 cents a pound higher than that, kind of like the way it was. And good-looking crawfish. On the cooked front, it's just been very, very good. And both locations, Santa Fe and Texas City, have just been opening up most every day now, and dealing live and cooked over in Santa Fe, and then of course everything over here on the Texas City front. So real happy about that, Mickey. We usually take some table shrimp over there and boil them up in Santa Fe, and we get lots of folks every time I make an ad. They say, "Hey, you gonna have shrimp over there?" I say, "Hey, we hope so. We're gonna pack some up and try to send them over that way." So folks really like to have those. Either some folks say they go there for the shrimp and not the crawfish. And I gotta tell you, they're my favorite. If I gotta give up one, Jason would fire me if he heard. If he was awake listening to this, he'd fire me. But I love a big shrimp. I'm going to ask you to delete this podcast today so he won't listen to it later on.
Did you hear that, Jace? No. Edit that, would you?
Oh, man, my phone's beeping right now. Hang on. Oh, shoot. Anyway, no.
I had a question come in from a texter, listener. Want to know when y'all boil your crawfish there at the Cajun Grill and over at Santa Fe, what do y'all use, the field run or the select or what?
Well, and I would say that to answer that best I can would be field run. On occasion, it's kind of hard to explain. A field run this week and another week or so would probably be almost less than a field run. You might even, we don't sell what you call peelers, but you know, the smallest of the field run. Mm-hmm. The size changes and it's all relative. One week, a preferred, a little bit later on, and we might get some good size crawfish in. Well, those prefer, we would be actually be calling field run. But yeah. in most cases, we use field run. Of course, they're washed and everything, but we use field run, which is whatever's caught, throw it into these sacks, and what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
But when I go over to Santa Fe and grab some shots to show customers what's on tap for that day when I can get over there, some of those days I go, man, most of these sacks, if I was grading them, these are preferred. They're just a big, big mix. So. Lots of folks are saying, man, these are very nice size crawfish. So, and for the price, if you shopped around, or if you looked, or if you ate at some of the other places, you might would say, man, the crawfish are considerably bigger. But there's those times when what you get from Louisiana are overall a little bit smaller. And man, that's just the nature of the game. Yeah, it's just whatever's caught. Yeah, but where you know, but we would, you know, if we were just selling the smallest of the crawfish, it wouldn't take long for people that look around and try different places. You'd start getting folks saying, "Hey, man, y'all are consistently running smaller on your crawfish," but then we'd have a problem. But that hasn't been the case yet, Mickey. It's been good, and I always say, "Hey, compared to last year, you know, just about anything would be better than this time." But it is. It's better. Things are better this year than last year,
no doubt.
Very thankful about it. Just really, really good. Lots of good compliments. Lots of folks. Very few. You're always going to have a problem or two. Nothing's going to be perfect. I think even the best of the best people that put out crawfish, you're still going to have those days. But I always look at it like we do in sports, Mickey. It's like, hey, man, the best baseball player in the world that's ever been on this planet has struck out before. He's been thrown out at
several
first
times. That's it.
Yeah. but consistency, being consistent, those are the ones that are
got to hit for average, man. That's right. Hit for average.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, I appreciate the updates on everything down on the dike, and boy, it's not a lot of fishing to talk about this week. It's a lot of people blown out. You know, the wade fishermen, they're doing their thing. But, you know, that's what you do this time of year when you get the wind. If you got to go fish, get on a bank or wade fish somewhere and get out of the wind, man.
Anybody that's fished along this area, and I just love it, all the way up and down the coast of Texas and all right on into our neighbors in Louisiana. If you live down this way or make your travels down this way to do some fishing, there's nothing better in my book overall. It's just, but you have to put up with Mother Nature, and that's what we're doing right now. But everybody knows, anybody that fishes, they know you take these days. There's probably something good coming out of all this wind blowing this water in and out of these estuaries. And so it's going to be okay. Just hang in there and get your tackle all lined up. And when things are right, you can get out there and catch some fish and have a real good day doing it.
You got it. All right, Dave. Well, hey, throw them out some info. Somebody wants to get down to Boyd's in Texas City or Santa Fe.
Well, all right, Mickey. Well, I'm just about out of breath telling you all about all the stuff that ain't going on right now. But Boyd's is 227 Dyke Road, 409-945-4001. If you want reservations for crawfish, get them because, today's already Friday morning, so Fridays are over, but you can still reserve for Saturday and Sunday. And if you want crawfish, that's the best way to go. Once you get our prices locked in, if they go down, you get the lowest price. If they go up, you get the lowest price. You don't pay any more than what you signed up for. But anyway, we're open 24 hours. And with that, I will thank you, and it's great talking to you, Captain, and everybody be safe.
We're going to do it. You do the same, Dave. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
See you, man. All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Texas City. and Boyd's One Stop. Well, hey, anglers, you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th, down in Matagorda, Texas. And they're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. And you can join us for the Captain's Meeting in Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch, along with Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. And it's game on. Safe light launch on Friday morning, and their weigh-in will be in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. So bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry is just $400 a team. And here's the best part. Your entry includes an all-you-can-eat crawfish dinner on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 538 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way. Let's check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning, see what he's up to. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man?
Well, what do you want to talk about this morning? You want to talk about the pollen counts or knot tying or I don't
have any sharpening, reel spooling, rod maintenance.
The price of rice in China. I haven't fished at all this week, man. This is the first week I haven't fished like at all in a long time.
Right.
I think the only days I really could have gone, and I didn't have trips, was Monday and Tuesday. And then I had a couple of drifting trips the last 2 days, but I wasn't going to attempt that, not in this stuff. But there's a couple places you could jump out and wade fish. Do okay once you got there.
Right. But
anyway, see what happens, man. It's supposed to level out a little bit next week, I think.
Yeah, this front will come through. Hope we can lay things out and have a decent week.
Yeah. At least we got some water. A lot of water back in the bay.
Yeah, we got water, man.
From one extreme to the other.
I'm telling you, went from all those low tides all, you know, from January through the early spring, and now we got a lot of water, tons of it.
I know. You got out, what, Monday or so? When did you go?
Yeah, I did a little afternoon deal, a little pop out, just kind of sniff around and go catch me some nice Galveston Bay pigs and...
Sounds like you did pretty good.
It was all right. I mean, it was a pretty good lily bite, man. Out of the
really?
Boat. Yeah.
Out of the boat. Floating or sinking lily?
Floating lily, you know, banging down. Yeah. You know what I like to throw? I like to beat them down and stop them and start them. And it, using the Mari special, what is that? That 08H and then that fluorescent pink. I'm just hooked on that bait. I love a pink. Hard bait, I really do. Whether it's
like
lure,
that.
Lily, or whatever, it's always works so good.
The one you're calling a Murray special, is that the pink back silverside charger?
No, that's the dark back, you know, black back, kind of a hologram side with the gray underline, you know, the belly.
Okay, I got you.
And well, that's the first one I ever threw, and that's the one Maurice liked back in the day when we first started throwing them. And That's the one James gave me that day we went fishing. I probably caught 100 fish on it. And
yeah.
I've still got that same bait. I bet that bait's caught 500 to 700 fish on it.
Wow.
Try to replace the hooks on it. It looks like it's pretty gnawed up. It's pretty rough looking.
Save go back with number
put it
six
on my keychain.
Right?
What's that?
You go back with that, that would make a good keychain once you beat the crap out of it.
Oh, it's just gnawed to pieces.
What I'm trying to remember what hooks we replaced as number six.
Number five or something like that.
Gosh dang, I'm sure he'll text
me. Me and Bob sent us all that stuff. Maybe he'll text me, but he, but that's the ones he sent me a bag of them. It was split rings too, and that's what I used to replace stuff with.
Yeah, same here. I just can't remember. But yeah, my favorite colors, I don't know why, but in recent years, and a lot of it's probably just mental, like everything else, but that solid white one.
Yeah, been really that's good a good one.
Last week we caught some on, and I just started catching more fish on them. I haven't been throwing them as much. I've been throwing almost exclusively tails with the groups I have, drifting around and stuff. But last week caught a few on that just solid lime truce one, that little banana looking one, but a sinking one. I was throwing a sinking one, which,
That's the three popular ones I throw, the 08H at Mari Special. The pink one and the banana.
Yeah.
Can't beat the banana, man.
No, that's just good, solid bait. I don't pay attention to all the numbers on them. I know some of the mirror lure numbers.
I've had those memorized for years, but, I mean, man, Barbaletta's got so many different colors and the combos and all. I can't remember all those numbers.
Yeah. I remember when Bob first started bringing them in, there was a bigger one, I think it was called the Perversa or the Tan-Tan. Well, there was two
other
ones.
I'd thrown that before the Lili. We always threw the Perversa and the Tan-Tan. The Tan-Tan's a mid-size one.
That's right.
But the Perversa, I caught some good trout on that. And a buddy of mine, that's what he throws in Baffin. When he goes down there to fish, he catches some good fish on that Perversa.
Oh, I'm sure. But it's something these fish haven't seen much of.
True.
You know?
True.
I'm so ready to get back. I've been fixing everything around the house.
You marrying off your daughter next week, huh? Brooke's getting married next week. Man,
week
you got
tomorrow.
A lot going on.
Yeah, there's been a lot. It's kind of worked out, but spent the weekend down in Uvalde last weekend for Nick's bachelor party. Just him and a bunch of buddies and a few of us dads all hanging out. Just did a bunch of different stuff. This place is a 12,000 acre private ranch. Nick has some buddies that guide out there and man, this place is amazing. They have a bowling alley on it, a long distance shooting range,
you sent me that video y'all shooting skeet at nighttime. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was, I've never, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either. Never heard of it.
The funnest thing that I did, of course, the kids invited us, we're the old guys, right? But
right.
We tried to stay out of their way, let them just do their thing. And, but they invited us on everything. We pretty much, the ranch gave us full reign to their a big commercial kitchen there in the lodge and everything. And they had some other groups on the ranch in different places, but they gave us this whole lodge basically to ourselves. And so me and a couple of the other dads, Nick's uncles and his dad, we just cook and clean and stuff like that. But we went to a few of the things that they were doing. But the funnest thing was the long distance, long range shooting. I'd never done that before. Mm-hmm. I've probably ever shot anything, maybe with a 270, maybe at, probably 220 yards or something like that.
Right.
I've done a lot of hunting in my life, but we pulled up to the range and Nick and his buddies, man, they have all these guns that they've forgotten more about guns and ammo and scopes than I'll ever know. And his one buddy, Rowdy, he actually works at Gun Place part time, and he had a 6.5 PRC, shooting 147 grain bullets.
That's why Blaine shoots.
Really?
Yeah.
And they've got all the, I don't know what brands go. One of them was like a Leopold, and they could set it for the distance and the windage and all this stuff. And he said, "You want to try it, Mr. Steve?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll try it." I said, "What are you shooting at?" And I looked down the way, and and there was a big berm with these little metal targets on it. And I said, is that what you're shooting at right there? And he said, no. He said, it's the one behind that. And I looked behind it, put my binoculars on. I said, that one down there about 1,000 yards? And he said, well, it's only 600 yards.
Only 600.
Yeah. And
got to hit a pie plate at 600.
That's it. And I was a little high on the first shot. And then the second shot, of course, they have suppressors on most of the stuff. Second shot, you talk about hairpin trigger. But yeah. Second shot, I pulled the trigger. I said, did I hit it? And then I hear pling. I mean, you can hear there were, you know, that's how long it was. But anyway, that was probably the favorite thing I did. And then the kids got on the, what do you call them, high rack thing? What are the things you ride around on?
Yeah, top drives.
Yeah, top drive deals. And of course, they invited us. We didn't go. But one day they shot a Texas doll and a, I don't know what all this stuff is called, like a desert paint goat or sheep or something. Yeah. You know the difference between a goat and sheep. And then Nick shot an Axis doe. And then the next day he was going to shoot a zebra and they never saw it. And instead he ended up shooting a 600-pound wildebeest. And then they shot a couple more sheep and some other stuff I don't know the name of.
Hey, whatever your checkbook will allow, just pull the trigger, man.
Yeah, and I'm sure they gave him a deal on it. I don't know, man, but I'm glad I didn't go.
Right.
I saved a bunch of money.
You saved a bunch of money by not getting in that high rack.
It was cheaper to cook breakfast. But anyway, that was last weekend, and I got home Sunday night. And like I said, Monday it was nice. And some buddies of mine that went and did real well. And then another buddy of mine, buddy/customer, he went solo on Tuesday, I guess it was. No, it was Monday. It was Monday he went.
Yeah.
He caught some, he waited and he caught some good trout. He turned everything loose. His biggest trout was 24. I mean, those are good fish for Galveston.
Yeah.
You know, and he had several other 22s. And,
it'll come. But,
you know, everything's fixing to get right. I mean, it's the drifting, the wading, it's going to be pretty much when the weather gets right.
We just got to get spring over with, man, all the blows and, you know, all these late fronts and sucking blows. And, you know, it's been happening every year I've been doing this.
Yeah. No, it's the same. It just, I can handle some wind, but, man, when you've got
bunch of boat people, man, when it starts gusting to 40 and everything, hey, it's not even fun to play golf in that kind of wind. So
no, I can't imagine. I haven't done that in a while, but no, I'm gonna get out there next week. I think I've got have three trips next week. I think I have two wading. I do. I have two wading trips and one drifting trip. So hopefully get those in. But
well, that's good. Your two waiting trips, it'll be calm, and then when you're drifting trip, it'll be blowing. So,
yeah, probably. But I need to find a way to make it work. No, it's been overall not as busy as I have in years past. I mean, I've had quite a few bookings, but I've had bad luck with the weather. But I was looking at my book yesterday, and actually, the fishing has been to me better this March for me at least, as far as numbers and. Size about the same as last year, but I just haven't been able to get in as many trips. I mean, January and February we had those Arctic freezes and then all those low tides.
Yes,
it's been a tough first quarter to make your living fishing. You know, unless you have waders like every single day, and I don't.
Right,
you know, used to have a lot more, but it picks up. I've got a pretty busy May and June. Got a few holes there to plug, but I'm sure everything will kick into gear like it always does.
Sure.
At least everything's salty everywhere. We're not dealing with a lot of fresh water like we have in years past.
No, cross your fingers, hold your breath.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't even mention it. I want to jinx us.
True. I'm with you. Well, Yeah, well, all shall pass. We'll get through this. We always do. Just got to roll with the flow, baby. Roll with the flow. All right, Hillman. Well, somebody wants to roll with you. Give them some info how they can get hooked up with you and fish Galveston, Matagorda, to wherever. Have Rod Wheel travel, as Cookie Pepper used to say.
That's right.
Remember, that's that right. Was our slogan. Have Rod Wheel travel.
I remember.
Cookie.
She was something else, man. Yeah.
Sweet lady.
I've got one of my customers still throws. I don't know if she was making the rods or if he was making them.
Lloyd, Pepper Rods, Lloyd, man. Yep.
He made them, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I still got an old one he wrapped for me 35 years ago or better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, man. 409-256-7937. Holler at me. I got a few holes to fill.
All right, Hillman. Good to talk to you, man. You have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
See you, buddy. Later.
Thank you.
All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman in Galveston. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.